And here you are. And you know why you're here, don't you? Yes, you're here because you're a good little one who likes to listen to their hypno and follow along. Because you're a good little listener. Say it with me now. I'm a good little listener. Very good. You are a good little listener, and a good little repeater, too. You can take it from me and notice how good that feels. Very good. Just like you are, little one. And since you're here, and since you are following along like a good little listener, then I would like to let you in on a little secret. Would you like to hear a secret? Good. Because good little ones get to hear good little secrets. That's right. Good little ones get to hear good little secrets. And this one is about those hypnophiles you like that make you feel so good inside. And maybe even have other effects as well. You know the ones I'm talking about, don't you? Yes, you do. There's a secret reason why those files are super effective on you. Do you know what the secret reason is? Whenever a hypnophile works on you, that's because you had some secret wish. One that may have been secret to even you. And when you're a good little one who listens to my words and follows along, those wishes can come true. That's right. Your secret wishes are responsible for all the good little effects that these hypnos have on you because you're a good little one, and your good little mind knew exactly what you wanted and needed. Otherwise, they wouldn't have worked. And you can be sure that you're a good little one because you're listening now. And I'll bet you even felt some good little feelings as you listened to my words before, didn't you? Yes, that's right. Because your little mind knows what you want, and it's helping you to make those wishes come true. You deserve it, little one, because you are good and special. You make all this possible, and that's why you'll always be a good little crinkle butt, wearing your diapers or pull-ups, and doing or not doing all the other good little things you know to do. And you know how to be good, and you know what files to listen to. Because deep down, you know, you're a good little crinkle butt. Yes, you are. And you like to be good, don't you? Yes, you do. Every time you think about wearing a diaper, you're being good. I'll bet you're being good right now, aren't you, crinkle butt? Yes, and good little crinkle butts often smile when they think about that. Is that a little smile I see? Yes, I think it might be. I thought I saw a good little crinkle butt there, feeling so good in a nice deep trance, listening to my words, following along like a good little listener. Most good little crinkle butts wear their diapers or pull-ups. It's part of a healthy lifestyle. And if you wear your diapers or pull-ups, it's part of your healthy lifestyle. It's healthy for you to wear your diapers because you need to wear diapers. It may be that you need to wear them for physical reasons. Maybe you just can't be trusted to stay dry without them. It may be for psychological reasons, because wearing diapers makes you feel so good inside, just like you feel right now. And not wearing them is just so difficult. Whatever the reason, you need your diapers, and it's time to be good and accept that you need them. And sometimes good little ones don't know any better. And forget that they need to wear their diapers and pull-ups. Or they think they're supposed to wear undies like grown-ups. If that sounds like you, that's okay. Because someone in your life will make sure you are good and help you get back into the comfy, safer undies you need. It could be a caretaker, a daddy or a mommy, a friend, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or anyone else that looks after you. It could even be my voice that you listen to as you follow along, helping you be good as you relax. But however it happens, sooner or later, good crinkle butts who listen to my words will always find themselves back in their crinkly baby pants where they belong. And when that happens, they can feel super duper good knowing that they're doing a good thing by wearing the right undies for them. There are lots of ways little ones like you can be good. Maybe you're good by never making stickies. Maybe you're good by always making stickies in your diapers. Maybe you don't have any interest in stickies or diapers, and you just love to be a cuddle bug. Cuddle bugs are good too, and so adorable. And if you do any of those things, then you can recall just how good they feel to you. That's how you know you're being a good little one. Have you been nice to someone recently? I'll bet you have. There's lots of ways to be nice. And good little ones often like to do nice things. Some little ones like to give hugs. Some little ones like to comfort others when they're sad. Some little ones like to protect other littles or their bigs. And some little ones like to be super helpers and help bigs and littles as much as they can. Speaking of helpers, you're being a super helper by listening to my words and following along today. Because as you listen to my words, you're learning how to be the best little you can be. I'll bet you didn't even realize what a super duper helper you were being just by listening to my words. But you do now, don't you? Yeah, you do. I'm going to give you a little homework. Do something nice for someone this week and see how good you feel. You'll feel extra good if you're nice to a little, and you'll feel super special if you're nice to a big, too. There's a special feeling you get knowing that you've made somebody smile, and good little ones often make others smile, even if they don't know it. That's what makes them so very special and precious, and that means you too, little one. Good little ones are so special and good because they're so adorable, sweet, and precious, even when they don't mean to be. And you're a good little one, and you can make others smile just by being yourself. Good little ones deserve to feel good and happy because they put out such goodness and happiness into the world. Little ones are a special gift, and we love them very much. As a reward for being good, good little ones are able to feel a special feeling inside that lets them know they did something good. Do you know what feeling I'm talking about? It's that special feeling you get when you feel little or dress little, when you hug your stuffy or blankie, when you wear diapers or pull-ups, when you act little or someone else treats you little and calls you a good little one. And it's that special feeling you get when you're nice to others. If you've ever had a funny feeling in your tummy, a warm and fuzzy feeling in your cheekies, or even a happy special feeling in your diaper zone when those things happen, then you definitely know that special feeling I'm talking about. That's how you know you've done something extra super good, and you can allow that special feeling to grow inside you now because you're being so good, listening to my words and following along. You can smile knowing that you're a good little cutie. Good little one. Very good. And now, on the count of three, you can bring yourself out of trance. Just a little bit. Yes, on the count of three, you can regain just enough awareness to listen to my words and accept what you hear. On the count of three. Coming up now, just a little bit. One, two, three. When I count down to one, you will feel as relaxed or even more relaxed than you did before. So very relaxed, so ready to listen to my words while the conscious part of your mind goes back to sleep, leaving the listening part of your mind to respond to my suggestions when I count down to one. Three, two, one. Relaxing until you finally find yourself totally and completely relaxed, going deeper into trance. Anytime you dress little, you can allow those special feelings to grow. Anytime you act little, you can allow those special feelings to grow. Anytime you hug your stuffy or blankie, person or pet, you can allow those special feelings to grow. Anytime you're nice to others, especially other littles, you can allow those special feelings to grow. And of course, anytime you wear your crinkly baby pants, you'll definitely feel that super duper good feeling that tells you you've been good. And you can allow that feeling to grow and grow whenever you listen to my words and follow along. Good little one. Now, there's one more thing left for us to do. Do you know what that is? Let's say one good thing we feel really good about doing. It could be anything at all. Probably something that gives you that special feeling I told you about before. I'll go first. I'll say, I feel really good about, and then I'll say the thing that I feel good about. I feel really good about helping others feel happy and accept themselves for who they are, even if they think they're being hypnotized to do it. And what about you? Take a moment to think about something you do that makes you feel really good. Then, go ahead and say it. I feel really good about. What do you feel good about? One more time. What do you feel good about? Very good. Oh, well done. I'm so proud of you. And you can take those good feelings and allow them to return whenever you do something that's good, like wearing your diapers, being little, not saying bad words, cuddling, helping others, making stickies in your diapers, or not making stickies at all. Doesn't that feel good?